EnglishPod.com.
Man, it's been forever. What have you been up to lately?
I've been busy preparing for my exams, not to mention all the term papers I've had to write.
Same here. I'm up to my neck in work, but at least we've got summer holidays after finals. Where are you headed now?
I'm going to my anthro class. We've been focusing on Darwin all term, since it's the 200th anniversary of his birth or whatever. I'm sick and tired of Darwin, Darwin, Darwin!
What? Why? How can you not like Darwin? His work turned thousands of years of ideas about creation on their head. His theory of evolution revolutionized the fields of biology and anthropology.
I don't like him. His theory of human evolution and natural selection is full of holes. It's not as solid as you make it out to be.
Say that again and you'll make enemies with half of the academy, not to mention your professors. Furthermore, the explanation proposed by Darwin about the origin of the species and the process of natural selection constitutes a grand step towards a coherent understanding of the world and its very beginnings.
I'm not minimizing his huge contributions to science. It's just that his theory reminds me of the conundrum of the chicken and the egg.
What are you talking about?
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? This is a classic logical problem, and I think it applies to Darwin's theory. How did the very first living organism come to be?
Interesting. I think that question is better suited for my philosophy class. In the meantime, how about we settle this with a duel?